Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm Mike Holt, CEO of Restore Australia. What does Restore Australia stand for? We have three simple goals. The first is to amend Section 128 of the Australian Constitution to give all voters the right to initiate referendums. Right now, only the politicians have this power, and they are not doing the job. Our second aim is to involve all Australians in writing a whole new Australian Constitution, written by the people, for the people. And our third aim is to stop the spread of Islam in our nation. We believe Islam is diametrically opposed to everything we stand for, and therefore it has no place in our nation. But we don't hate anybody. We don't even hate Muslims. We are fueled by love. Love of our culture, love of our freedom, and love for our nation. But we are also concerned at the direction our political system has taken us. We believe it's time for a real change to the system. Ours is an idea whose time has come. We are not alone. People all over the world are waking up and realizing that the two-party system we have been governed by for so long has failed. At Restore Australia, we believe that change must start with the basic law of our land, the Constitution. I hope you will enjoy the show. But even more importantly, I hope that we will get you thinking about what you can do to bring about a better future for our country and our children.
And good morning in Australia, and welcome to Restore Australia with your host, Mike Holt. I am so thrilled to produce this show. My name is Cal Fritzy of the Red Fox Blogger. And Mike is so excited to have you all here right now, and he will be joining you shortly just to explain what the show is all about and who Mike Holt is. Everybody knows, of course, but Mike Holt is the CEO of Restore Australia, author of the Beware Halal sticker campaign, and he is a dedicated global partner in the fight against Islam. He is here to educate us in the West. Now you have to listen closely and be apprised. Mike is conveying your heritage and ensuring your future. And you know what? That's true. There are a lot of radio programs out here on Blog Talk Radio in which we do try to educate the West and educate those in, especially in Western democracies, because that's the only thing the West knows, right? And there is a threat out there. It is called Islam, and it is called a threat to our children. Mike has a family. I have a family. You have a family. I'm sure that you do not want your family to be subject to Islamic Sharia law. This is what Mike Holt strives to do, and informing you that there is something going on out there, and you have to be apprised of what's going on. And with that, I am going to bring on the host of the radio program, Restore Australia, and that is Mike Holt.
Hello there, infidels and freedom fighters. Another beautiful day here in Australia. I hope it's just as beautiful around the world for you. This morning I have a special guest, Anita Donlan. She's calling in from Victoria in Australia. And Anita has been very busy helping our farmers. We have a big drought here in Australia, and she's trying to help them with money and food and fodder for the crops. But I'll let Anita tell you about that. So if she's available, let's have a talk to Anita, please. Girl?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm very good. And you? Yeah, Anita, would you like to tell us what you're doing exactly?
Yeah, look, Mike, around about 3 years ago, I was heading out to the outback of Australia, and we were starting to see the the beginning of a drought. Basically, that meant there was no rain coming.
Oh. I can't hear you. Anita, I can't hear you very well. Can you get closer to the microphone or turn up your microphone? No, I still can't hear you. You're very faint. Yeah, it's a very... No, still very faint.
About that. I can't do anything about that. It's technology.
There we go. Now we can hear you, yes.
Now you can hear jolly, jolly good. Okay, so we started to see the cracks appearing, not just in the ground, but also in the economy and in the communities around Outback Australia. And of course, this was our food bowl. And so what we did is we started to talk to a few of the locals. And we were doing 6,000-kilometre round trips to go out and take some joy to the outback, to the men, women, children. And we were starting, as it was going through last year, we started to see people starting to cry, starting to see the mental stress that was happening. It was not raining. And the thing that also added to that problem was the fact the government was not forthcoming in helping in financial or otherwise. So we got together, I say we, a collective of people back in November last year. We got together and said, well, how can we help? There's an organisation in Australia called Helpers, and they've been around for some years helping in times of need across the country, and as we all know, the country is quite big. And so, you know, the element of drought and floods and so forth, these good people came together and formed Aussie Helpers. So what we thought is, how can we help Aussie Helpers feed the farmers? So they're feeding the cattle with donations of hay, they're feeding families with donations of food, and our collective work as entertainers thought, well, how can we come together and bring joy to the outback? So we got together a little group and we got talking, and we ended up coming up with a concept called Shout. It became a bit of a journey where we were approached by a well-known comedian and actor in Australia by the name Bruno Lydia. Bruno, many of your listeners may know him from Altogether Now many years ago with John English. And he was the guy that came in. He was Chicky Bay. And he's gone on and he's been on several different sitcoms around the globe, but also performing stage, making people laugh. And so Bruno said to us, you know, look, my job is to make people laugh. That's what I do. How can I help? And so from there, it's been a journey of absolute pleasure to work with these wonderful people. We've now got a group, the Rock and Roll Cowboys. And so we put the Rock and Roll Cowboys and Bruno Lucia together, and they've come up with the Rock and Roll Comedy Roadshow.
Yeah.
Now, so we headed out. This is, as I say, this is a journey, so bear with me. We head out and we start to talk to the various councils around drought-stricken areas, and most of England is now declared drought, and so is the part of the rural sector, New South Wales. And so we went to the councils and said, you know, look, we've got this wonderful show. We're able to come up and make the men, women, children laugh, and give a little bit of mental respite for a night. And we gave them the opportunity to be part of the show and cover our costs. So we're not making any money out of this, Mike. All we need is to be able to cover our costs, which, you know, if they're going to fly to Outback Australia, are around about $3,500 for the crew. Now, what we have seen since this has come to light with Shout a Mate, is we're seeing people shouting a mate. So people want to help our own people. And we're seeing donations of $30 for a mate and $50 for a mate's family come in. And that has enabled us to get on the road. And we are just so absolutely blessed to be able to be part of such a wonderful network of people who are donating. But we need more, because at the end of the day, as I say, Australia is a big place. And unfortunately now we see parts of Western Australia, New South Wales, going into the South Australian-Victorian border, heading into drought. And that is seeing a rise in suicides. It's seeing a rise in people leaving the land. It's seeing a rise in banks taking over properties. It's seeing a rise in people, our own people, Mike, living on wheat and rice.
Yeah.
And the suicide rate is just phenomenal, Mike. People are not talking about it. The government is treating suicides on the land as place accidents. And then we hear, and this is the most disgraceful thing, we hear money being given to organisations and just being funded.
Yeah.
So our people on the land are living like third world countries, whilst we have other people coming into our country being treated like washing and put up hotel rooms. It just doesn't work. It just not fit very well with the majority of us good people.
No. Well, this is what's driving Restore Australia, of course. But before I get onto my soapbox, I'd like to tell listeners that if you go to the front page of our website, restoreaustralia.org.au, you'll see there a large ticket, shout a mate or a family to the rock and roll comedy show. Please help Anita and her crew, the Rock and Roll Cowboys, and Bruno Lucia. You mentioned John English there. You were breaking up a little, so I didn't actually hear what you said.
Bruno Lucia was in a show with John English many years ago called All Together Now. That was Bruno's rise to fame. But of course, what Bruno is also doing is he's tapping the shoulders of Corp Australia and also other business sectors to say, come on, you know, we've got to feed the farmers. And as Bruno said, you know, we can feed cows until they come home, but we have to feed the souls of the farmer. And that is so very, very true. We must keep their souls alive, because when it does rain, and it will rain, it's a cyclonic, it will rain. The farmers say that. They know that there are cycles. And like we're seeing a part of Australia in turmoil, and the thing is, the hardest thing that people, good people that want to keep and restore Australia and people becoming more aware of what you're doing, they want to keep Australia, and we just need to get the word out there. Unfortunately, the media is not picking up on this as they should. We're getting a few little ripples. You know, we're only a handful of volunteers, and your good work putting the information on your website is absolutely wonderful. And asking me to come on today, you know, we're all just so very happy that you and your team are also supporting what we're doing.
Well, we're all in this together, and this is what the state is all about. You know, the two-party system divides everybody, and Restore Australia is trying to get everybody united. And you know, we help wherever we can, and we do whatever we can. We're still relatively a small group, although we have a lot of supporters. But most of them are, I wouldn't call them keyboard warriors, but most of them stay on the keyboards and they talk a lot. But we really need to get people out there on the street and helping each other, working towards bringing about the change that we all need. And it's so frustrating because, you know, our supporters are all good people. We have some excellent people. And, of course, some people can't do anything. Some people can do a lot. But if everybody did just a little bit, it would make such a difference. But, listeners, please go onto the front page of my website, or our website, restoreaustralia.org.au, and click on Shout a Mate, and donate whatever you can today, please. We need all the help that we can get. Anita, do you have a website?
Shoutamate.com.au, and people can actually go on and help in several different ways. We actually yesterday had a phone call from a very, very generous group, and they've actually donated enough shouts for us to go and do a show in Darla on the 28th of March. And I can tell you, it was just wonderful. It was wonderful. So people can even shout a whole down if they like, if they want to get their group together. We're having quite a few different service groups coming together. We're seeing individual people, a lot of pensioners, Mike. A lot of pensioners are so giving. And, you know, they're popping $30 into the account. Which is run by a group of people. We actually went to Bingo Bank last week with a group of our volunteers, and we asked them how the best way to set up this facility, and they were absolutely wonderful. They worked us through the best way to do this, so it's transparent, so we're able to take the donations and put them to cost of getting us on the road, because it is very, very expensive. And now people can come along and also shout to family. Now, we think us we can let people know who the family are. We went some advice from our solicitor who's donated his time to us to help us out, and he said that it's purely up to those families if they wish to be known, because of the privacy matter. And that just started to touch on something. People are very proud, and a lot of people don't like to ask for help. And we are seeing that this is not a hand out, this is a hand up. And that's right. The most important thing to remember. We are not treating these people that are in need as a charity case. We're treating them as a fellow human beings of a great country that we must help.
Good on you. That's a great thing you're doing, Anita. I'm on your website at the moment, and listeners, if you're on there too, you'll see there, Hey Cobber. Now, that's a real Australianism. It means hey. And you'll see down underneath the banner on the website, I'll say it again, shoutmate.com.au. shoutamate.com.au. And in Australia, a mate is a good friend. And we're all good friends here in Australia. And that's what makes Australia such a wonderful country. We do help each other. Unfortunately, our governments have lost the way, and they're not helping Australians. They're helping people overseas. They're helping illegal invaders. And while the present government has stopped the boat, they're still supporting all these illegal invaders. And I keep saying, and a lot of other Australians keep saying, why don't the government just charter some aircraft and send these people back home? They are criminals, and we don't want them here. Now, these people say that they're refugees. Well, I'm sorry, no, they're not. They can call themselves whatever they like. We call them criminals. But getting back to Shout a Mate, on the website here, you'll see how you can help, and the donate button there down the page a little bit. Now, Anita, you say there, Shout a Mate for $30 or $50 for a family. What about people who don't have money? The pensioners, you know, teenagers?
Any amount, Mike. We had a donation of $15 anonymous based in the account. Any amount. Look, even if people cannot afford monetary, we're able to send through flyers that people can print out and hand out, or even we've got a lady in Penrith who's actually rung, and she said she goes for a walk every day, and she would like to do a letterbox drop of the Imagine into the letterboxes in her community. And that was such a great idea, we thought. And so what we did is we've designed up the device so people can just run them on their home computer on black and white, and it does not take a lot of ink. And at least then we can, you know, start seeing them pop up in shop windows or in letterboxes or talk about it at bingo, at school drop-offs. So there's so many ways that we can get this message out there. But it's also bringing awareness that these people are our food bowl. And, you know, our meat does not come from the styrofoam packet from Coles. It comes from our outback. It comes from our farmers. It comes from our families. And so we have to look after our own interests in that way. So anyway, any in-kind, any support, our Facebook page, which is Shout a Mate, people can inbox us there, and we will be in touch, and we will, you know, we will welcome them with open arms, because we need help that we can get to help these people.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just typing in a message to you on your post, on your website page here. I'm asking you to email me the flyer, and I'll put it up on our website and our Facebook page. And I'll get people out there putting the flyer into letterboxes. My team up here on the Sunshine Coast go out and put things in letterboxes all the time. We're becoming a bit notorious for this. But, you know, we don't get the word out. People don't know.
That's right. And look, the other thing that we're doing is a lot of people are asking where they see the show in the city areas. And so what we're doing is we're also asking for people who know the community. And, I mean, if we live in a community, we know our communities. There's a lot of clubs, actually, who are wanting to have the show so their community can have a good old laugh, because everybody is under a little stress, and laughter is a bit medicine. And so what we're thinking of doing is, by coming to a community and having a laugh, we're able to do what we call kick-in. And by kicking it in, we're able to put a loose change into that, and then we can also add that to our kitty. So if there's anybody involved in the club or belongs to a service group, we're more than happy to talk to them, see how they can shout it and actually show. And it is a good way of coming together, of a collective feel of coming together and having a good time and doing some networking. And also a little bit of mental respite on our side as well is very important. So there are lots of different ways people can have the opportunities are endless.
Okay, Anita, thank you. Don't go away. I'm going to play a song and have a sip more of my coffee. I'm sure you could do with a coffee too. And
yes.
When you get back, let's talk some more. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to play a song right now that's called, what was it, Great Day to Whoop Somebody's Ass. And I think we'll play this for Tony Abbott, eh?
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right? Your wife stopped bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought that help was on the way. But when he saw the tire tool in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Oh, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. Cause it's a great day, I can sing it if you want to, for me to whoop somebody's ass. When I finally made it to work, I was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am out in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. Let's sing together. Great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass.
I think somebody might have been smoking something a bit strange there. Yeah, what do you reckon?
A great song.
Anita, you also you're associated with another group, AussieMusicRoadTrip.com.au. And
that's right.
Can you tell us about that? Kel's going to put that link in the chat room as well.
Lovely. Well, this was actually, that came about after we were going out to Outback Australia in the last 3 years, as I said before. And what we found was people were saying, oh, I'd love to come with you. And so from there we said, okay, well, maybe we'll be able to do collective trips. And we started to do this, and we were taking people up to Cunnamulla, Charleville, Longreach. We developed some wonderful relationships with people. And these people are really, really about making the trip enjoyable for people. It's about making friends, about becoming a local. And so we do everything from seeing around Charleville. We do sightseeing around Longreach. We go out onto a riverboat cruise on Thompson River. Would you believe it? Yes, in the middle of Australia, there is a beautiful river and a beautiful houseboat and paddle steamer. And you can have a wonderful evening under the stars. Aussie entertainment. You can go ride on a Cobb & Co. Wagon, gallop in the scrub, and it's really about keeping the money in the economy.
And what was that, gallop in the frog?
Gallop in the scrub.
Okay. I heard galloping the frog, and I thought, what are you going to do there?
Gallop in the scrub. It's actually an original Cobb & Co. coach. And it's actually the only Cobb & Co. coach in the world that you can get. It is an amazing experience. And so what we've done is we've spoken to all these tourism operators who are really doing it tough. And we've said to them, how can we help you? And how can we help our economy in Australia? Now, given that, this is going to astound everybody, given that 8.4 million Australians left our shores for a holiday overseas last financial year. That is a lot of money out of our economy.
It is.
And Why are people going overseas?
People go over to Bali and these places, and they think they're going over there. It's cheap. It's going to be fun, you know, romantic and all that. Well, I've lived in Asia for a long, long time, and I've been to Bali many times. I've been to Thailand, all around Thailand. And I tell you what, it's no cheaper than going on a trip here in Australia. And, in fact, it's a lot safer. Your facilities in Australia are much, much better. You're unlikely to get poisoned or even killed by bad alcohol, as has happened a few times in Bali. You're unlikely to get arrested for bringing drugs in, even if you're not carrying, they're not your drugs. You know, there's so many dangers of traveling overseas. But, you know, people believe that they're getting a cheap airfare over there, they're getting a great trip, but it ends up being, a lot of people come back and tell me that it's a disaster, they didn't like it. I saw some pictures yesterday on Facebook of somebody had posted of the pictures of the Kuta Beach, and it was just full of rubbish. And it wasn't even a very nice looking beach anymore. I went to Bali back in the late 70s and early 80s and that. It was beautiful, but even then you could see the problems coming. Kuta was a sewer, and it hasn't gotten any better. So, yeah, let's take a holiday in Australia. Beautiful here in this country.
And what we've done, Mike, is we've actually put a little bit of humour and a bit of uniqueness into our trips, where we have the Rock and Roll Cowboys. They're the hosts. So wherever we go, these guys are there, and they're real larrikins. We've partnered up with so what we've done is we've done Tasmanian tours, we've done Victorian tours, and when you just go onto the website, please be keep aware that we are about to announce our Outback Queensland trips. Now the reason why we've had to wait and hold off on these because of the drought, and we weren't quite sure if the different operators that we have engaged last year were actually going to still be in business. And that is an absolute tragedy, that the small business operators don't know if they're going to be here tomorrow. But what we've done is we've actually sent them to a few different agencies when we came aware. One of our lovely volunteers, she's a social worker, and she's actually pulled together all the resources for these small businesses, and it looked like two of these small businesses will be able to survive because of the help that our network has provided these people with the knowledge. And because these people, they didn't know that this different help was out there. And so now, on the website, we don't have our Queensland page, but we will be keeping them up in the next couple of weeks.
You're missing on the best part of Australia, Anita, the Sunshine Coast.
Well, actually, Mike, I'll elaborate a little bit. When we were out bush, we got a phone call from a travel agency, and we got on their radar through social media, and they're based on the Sunshine Coast, and they are now our partners. And they've actually now taken us to their independent travel group and said, this is fantastic, how can we be part of this? Because did you know only 1% of international visitors to our country that fly in legally for a visit leave the coast? They do not go out back. And the reason why they don't go out back is because there are no tours and no land tours. So what we've done through this network is we've actually been able to go to a charter company, and if we get 30 people together, we can actually charter our own plane from Brisbane to Charleville, then Charleville to Longreach, Longreach back to Brisbane. Ooh. And that holiday is cheaper than what you could even think about going overseas or on a cruise. And we get our own plane, we get our own hosts, we get our own everything, 30 people. How wonderful would that be? Imagine the money that's built in the economy. Imagine the joy on the business's face at the end of the day when they count their till. It really warms my heart to see that we have the capabilities in this country to help own. We don't need a government to do that. We don't need to worry about the bureaucracy. All we have to do is lay by a holiday and come with us. And we make money out of this. We're doing this because we love our country that much. We want to see it survive. And we're doing this because when I see the faces on the businesses that I know, and I go see them, there's one lady, and she cries every time she sees me. And she's in a very small town, and she just says, I just can't believe that somebody has travelled all this way to come and see me.
Yeah. Well, this is now, it. A lot of our people out there, they're all alone.
And if I can do this, Mike, if I can do this, and I'm just a normal person, you know, I run my business, I've got kids, you know, I've got commitments, I've got a mortgage, I've got all of that. If I can do it, and if I can put a couple of cents away, and sometimes it is a struggle, but I do it, I do it because my fellow man needs me.
That's right. I'd like to talk to you about this some more after the show too, Anita. I've got a couple of ideas that might be interesting for you. Charles is our chairman, and he's the guy that actually wrote the draft constitution along with about 100 other people. He was the guy behind the whole idea. Charles and I are going out west of Toowoomba for a 3-town tour sometime in April. I don't know if you'd be out there at the same time, but it'd be wonderful if we could cross paths, because I'd really like to meet you. And of course, if you're on the Sunshine Coast, you come over for a coffee anytime.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Are you ready to have a little bit of a laugh?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to play Mighty Moe. Now, Mighty Moe, well, you just listen. I think you'll get the idea. Here we go.
Mighty Moe!
In our last episode, Mighty Moe killed his first ewe. He liked it so much he even wrote something in the Quran to tell all Muslims to do the same. Lucky for Moe, he wasn't seen by anyone, but he needed to get rid of the body. What to do?
I see an abandoned stone quarry over there. I'll throw the body in there.
Moe thought to himself in a flash of brilliant thinking.
This is heavy work. Just one more shove and then he's gone. Well, that's done. Now it's time to go shopping. I need some souvenirs if I am to prove I have been here. Oh, goodness. Will you look at all those beautiful women? I can't stand it. When I get home, I will declare that all women must cover up their bodies to their eyes. No man can withstand the sight of so much female flesh.
Just then, a weaselly little man appeared before Mighty Moe.
What are you doing here, Abu Bakr? Oh, beloved son of Allah, I am here because I am your ever faithful follower, O great Moe. Even in your dreams, so shall I follow you.
Are you saying this is a dream, my faithful follower?
Verily so, O mighty Moe. How could it be otherwise? Do you seriously believe you can fly around on a white winged horse? Conjure up a fury from horseshit and land in Jerusalem? In just the blink of an eye, I'm may be stupid, almighty mole, but I also understand how the world works. Mighty Moe! Mighty Moe, wake up! Wake up! You are dreaming again!
And with that, Mighty Moe wakes up. What? What? Where am I?
You are dreaming, oh Mighty Moe.
Dreaming? Why did you wake me up, you imbecile?
Because, Mighty Moe, I have come to discuss your marriage to Aisha. She is almost 7 years old. Will you finally take her?
Yes, perhaps I should. She is so delectable. Eyes with lashes as long as my favorite camel. She is very attractive. Yes, I will marry her tomorrow, Abu. Make these preparations.
Your wish is my command, O Mighty Moe. I go to do your bidding now.
As Abu left, the crowd surged around Mighty Moe.
Tell us about your dream, O Mighty Moe.
Verily, I have not been dreaming. I have traveled to the most wondrous places. I rode my beautiful winged white horse, Al-Burak, to Jerusalem to pray at the mosque. Allah has provided for us there. Then flew to the very gates of heaven, where I met Allah himself. Listen, you will hear him welcome me.
Welcome.
Then I returned to Mecca, where I met a talking cow.
No.
Yes, I did, see? And the cow said, we have not been created for this, but we have been created for plowing, and mooing, and cudding. Well, the crowd was astounded. They had never heard of a talking cow before. It sounded like bullshit to them. What about you? Tune in next time for more adventures of Mighty Moe.
Mighty Moe!
Well, who knows what he's going to get up to next time. I think Mighty Moe might be smoking a bit too much weed too by the look of things. Doesn't even know whether it's a dream or not. Anita, I'm really enjoying listening to what you're doing. You're an amazing woman and helping people and having fun and getting the word out there to get other people involved. You're doing a great job. Can you tell us a little bit more about your... you've got a couple of pages here. One is Facebook Aussie Music Road Trip. If you look for that, you can like that page. And the website address is theaussieroadtrip.com.
AussieMusicRoadTrip.com.
Sorry, say that again.
AussieMusicRoadTrip.com.
That doesn't work.
The AussieRoadTrip.com. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, theAussieRoadTrip.com.
I've got too many websites going, I think.
Yeah, and it's a little bit early in the morning, too. For all our overseas listeners, you're probably wondering what is an Aussie. Well, in Australia, we like to shorten things a bit, so an Australian is an Aussie. Cobber is a mate. A mate is a good friend. And if you're really, really busy, we say things like, I've been flat out like a lizard drinking. So we have lots and lots of very entertaining sayings in Australia. When are you going to be out on the road at west of in Western Queensland, Anita?
We're going out there on the 28th of March. And we're going to Charleville, and we're doing a show there at the RSL for all the families. That's a free show because all the shouts that we've been given. And then on the 29th of March, we go to Blackall, which is between Charleville and Longreach. and that's also to be part of our trip. The website, just check AussieMusicRoadTrip.com. That's the initial one. The Aussie Road Trip, that's not ours, I have to check up, but AussieMusicRoadTrip.com. Michael is actually a very vibrant little town. It's full of Tijan pubs. Anybody who likes to have a bit of a mud bath and a bit of a soak and revitalise, that's the place to go. So, also for photographers, we've got some of the best places for people to take photos and for stargazers. It is absolutely wonderful out in the outback. It is and the silence, as they say, silence can definitely well. It is amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, all the people, the experience. We go out to a farmhouse, to an original farmhouse. We meet farmers. We become local, and this is where it's so important. We actually engage instead of wandering around like another person on the street. We actually become local and we make friends, and that is priceless.
Yes, I have travelled all over Australia, and I love the outback. As you say, the stars at night, the sky is so clear, you can see billions of stars, and it's quite amazing. But even more interesting is the landscape. You know, people think of Australia as a dead heart. You know, there's nothing there. But actually, it's a thriving country.
It is. You look beyond the dirt. And it is amazing.
Yeah, I love the ghost gums at night. You know, they just glow in the moonlight. Or you've got the goannas that come racing out of nowhere and climb up a tree right in front of you. And these goannas, you know the old Komodo dragons. Well, they're almost as big as a Komodo dragon, and they're quite large and fierce animals. I was riding a motorbike along the rabbit fence. Now, in Australia, we have a huge rabbit fence. I don't know if it's all intact anymore, but it's designed to keep the rabbits away from the grazing areas. And one day I was riding along there, and these two emus just came bounding out of the bush right in front of me, hit the wire on the fence and bounced off and took off again. It was just mind-boggling. But you see things like this all over the place. Now, I've got a friend who has a farm out at a place called Mungalala. I don't know if you've ever heard of this little town. It's miles from anywhere past Roma, about another 4 or 5 hour drive past Roma. And he's got a 10,000 acre farm out there, kangaroos, emus, and it's just beautiful. Now, this guy, Harry Chambers, his name is, he's about 85 years old, and he's a very smart guy, and he's done a lot of experimenting on his farm with various types of farming. And he's discovered that letting trees grow right up to the banks of the rivers is actually what's drying the rivers up. He tells me that each tree drinks, on an average, about 800 litres of water a day. Now, 800 litres of water is quite a lot of water. So if you've got trees right up against the banks of the river, they're drinking all that water and drying out the river. And that's why you see so many rivers out west are dry. So what he did was he cut down all the trees and he let the native grasses grow. And now his part of the Mungalala Creek is about 12 foot deep. It's stocked with all sorts of beautiful fish. We go fishing out there quite a lot. And the animals that live around that area are very healthy and strong. There's kangaroos and emus and koalas. One of the problems with letting the trees grow up against the banks of the rivers is that the koalas die. Why? Because when the rivers dry up, the koalas have nothing, liquid in the leaves that they're eating, and that's how they get their liquid. So they come down out of the trees and they sip on the water that's left in the creeks, and usually that's been polluted by the cows and the sheep, and they get chlamydia and all sorts of other diseases, and they die. So everything he says, everything in nature is connected. And we need to get people to go out west and have a look and just enjoy nature in its raw state. And once you see this, you have a better appreciation for our beautiful country, but also how we can help to preserve it. And helping the farmers is one way to do it. Getting out there on tours is another great way to do it. I love this idea. And I think we can probably help you a little bit there, Anita.
Thank you. You mentioned lizards. We've actually got a mascot, and he's his own Facebook page as well. And he's called Jid, Jid the Lizard. And there's a little story behind that, and he's a gift to us from a station, 50,000 acre station that we've adopted out just out of Chubble. They're just about 2 hours out of Gullible. And that's owned and operated by an eighth generation grazier family. And the eighth generation is a little girl by the name of Linda. And she's only five, and she's just done School of the Air. She absolutely loves it. But she can't say lizard and can't say goanna, so she calls them a jiggard. And of course they've got goannas that live out there. So
wow.
Now the people that own the place, they know that I don't like them. They know that I've got a bit of a phobia about them. And so what they did was they presented us with a jiggard in Charleville one day when we were there. And so we made him a bit famous. He's got a little bit of a Facebook following, and he comes on the road with us. So he pops up all sorts of places, and you actually see on the website he's a nice, brightly coloured jiggard. and he's very popular. He's popular with everybody. So keep an eye out for jiggard. So there's a little story about goannas.
Is that his actual colour?
Yes, it is. It is. He's an amazing little character.
Yeah, it looks like he's been painted.
he's handmade, and he was handmade and sold and painted in Charleville. He's quite light, but he goes everywhere. And he sits up on stage with the guys, and he's had riding trucks, and he's gone for swims in swimming pools in motels, and
Okay. Anita, we've got a caller, Barney the Dinosaur, so he might go very well with Giga the Lizard. Barney, I'd like to welcome you to the show, and you had something you wanted to say.
Yes. Hello, this is Barney, and I love you, and I'm enjoying your show. I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to Mo.
I'm sure we can get Mo on here one day and have a talk to you. Where are you calling from, Barney?
Well, I'm Blarney, and all my friends on the children's show here in America, well, we're paying these high taxes, and we're not singing Yankee Doodle anymore.
No, it's, our governments are not doing us any favors, are they?
No. And I had to pay an extra dinosaur tax because my eggs were too large.
Oh, boy, I bet that hurt.
Well, my family's eggs, that is.
Have you ever been to Australia, Barney?
Yes, I've been to Australia to see my friends. I was in Alice Springs, and I was in Sydney. And I had a great time with all my friends.
There you go. How long did it take you to get here?
Well, I couldn't take a plane. I'm so big, I had to swim. It took a long time. But, hey, I got to go. I just wanted to say I'm enjoying this show, and maybe I can talk to Mo. I love you.
Thank you, and we love you, too. All right. I think we've got another song coming up here, Kel. What have you got in line for us here?
Hey, Mike, why don't we get drunk and screw?
I love the way you think.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike and myself and Anita, we'll see you back here in 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Why don't we get drunk and screw? I just bought a water bed filled up for me and you. They say you are a snuff queen. Honey, I don't think that's true. So why don't we get drunk and screw?
Pick it, Coral Reefers. Here we go.
While we were listening to that song, I've been having a bit of a chat on Skype with Anita, and she tells me that she's raising money in so many different ways. If you go to aussiemusicroadtrip.com/meet-your-host, that's meet-your-hosts, you'll see video clips there of the band, and she tells me that... which song was it, Anita?
Lucky Country. Lucky Country. And the video clip, it shows areas of the River Murray, Mount Isa. I won't give too much away. You have to look at it, and it will become your favourite song. It is amazing. They've also got a CD out, and we're also helping everybody. And we've got a whole merch range. I'll send over to you, Mike, and people can... and they're all Australian-made, done by a small business up on the coast. Get on it.
Yeah, we will. We'll put the link on our website and we'll also promote it on Facebook. I don't know if you know this, but I play the fiddle and sing, so I'd love to have a jam with your rock and roll cowboys one day.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. We love the fiddle.
Yeah, I'm an old rock and roll and country singer.
Awesome.
Not too much on the old, though.
We welcome you with open arms, Mike, to our family.
Excellent. All right, look, we're getting very close to the end of the show here. So any last words before we go, Anita?
Just stay in Australia, help Australians, and just please go and say good day to Eva.
Yep, I agree with that 100%. And I think what we'll do next week, Anita, we'll feature the band, the Rock and Roll Cowboys. Will feature their songs on my show. How about that?
Thank you very much. And because they are the hosts, people are able to get close and personal with these legends. And I can guarantee you everybody will put them on their Christmas card list because they're great guys. They're Aussies. They're true blue. And they are a ball shouting that for us.
Sounds good to me. I look forward to meeting you and the boys one day soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on, and to our friend the dinosaur. That was a bit of fun, Barney the dinosaur. Sounds like Barney's got a show, has he, Kel?
You know what? He private Skyped me. His name is Blarney the Dinosaur. And he does.
Oh. Blarney the Dinosaur, my apologies. Well, we might have to have a listen to Blarney the Dinosaur, and I think he might be quite some good fun. Now, before I wrap up the show, I would like to say a couple of things to you. It's been a real pleasure, first of all, having Anita on the show. You're doing a fantastic job, and I hope that we've inspired more people now to get involved and to help our farmers, but also to have a bit of fun. You know, it's all about having fun and enjoying life. And if we can do that and help people at the same time, I don't think you can get much better than that, can you? And one of the reasons that we have all these problems, though, is the government system that we have is causing these problems. I mean, you know, what is the government doing for our farmers? They make lots of noise. They give money to some of these big organizations, and the money never really gets to the people who need it, the farmers. It gets spent on administration fees or just quietly disappears. Or it gets spent on overseas countries that don't need our money. I mean, how much money do we give to Indonesia? 500 million a year or more? And for what? To teach the Indonesian kids to become terrorists in their madrasas. Come on, we don't need to spend money on them. Let's put the money to work in Australia. Now, Restore Australia is working to amend our constitution to put the power into the hands of everyone, all voters, to be able to initiate referendums to amend our constitution. In other words, right now, the only people who can start a referendum are the politicians, and they are not doing their job, and that's why we're in the mess we are in today. Now, I had a bit of a conversation yesterday with someone who knows a lawyer who has read our draft constitution. And he said, you know, this was written by amateurs. No, it wasn't. It was written by Australian people. And we deliberately, when we wrote the draft constitution, deliberately stayed away from getting lawyers involved. Why? For obvious reasons. Lawyers always look for holes. They always look for loopholes. They always want to change the language so that it's unclear and make a mess of it. So we've kept the lawyers right out of the loop. We want this draft constitution to be a constitution for the people, written by the people. And that way, we will have something that looks after the people of Australia. Now, the only way that we're going to get this to happen is by getting as many people involved as possible. We need literally millions of Australians looking at, reading and discussing and thinking about this draft constitution. So we've made it available for everybody. You can download a free copy off our website, or you can go to our merchandise area on the website. It's called Shop on the main menu, and you can buy your books on our website. If you become a member of Restore Australia, you can apply for membership under the Get Involved menu. So go to the main menu, Get Involved, and you'll see there Apply for RA Membership. Become a member, and we'll send you a free copy, autographed by Charles, our chairman, and the author. And this will one day become a collector's item. So you not only get the pleasure of joining Restore Australia and supporting the work that we do, but you get a rare artifact that one day may even become a national treasure. You never know. But support our work and support the work that Anita is doing. We're all working to try and bring about a better future for our country. And you can do that. You don't have to do much. It's very simple. Just become a member or donate some money to Anita's cause. And while we're on our website, go and have a look at the recent posts. I've put up some pretty interesting ones there. She's Not Right, Mate is one of our contributors, and he's talking about our constitution and why our government is no longer a legal government. Now, everybody knows there's something wrong with our government. It's divisive. We have a two-party system, and we ended up with people on the left, people on the right, but nobody in the middle pulling everybody together. So our draft constitution is designed to do that. Rather than having political parties, we propose that we have politicians who volunteer their time and effort to make a better country for their people and united. When they go to Parliament, they will not sit on the left or the right. They will sit at a round table or an oval table, perhaps, if we have a lot of people. But the point is we bring everybody to the table together. This is very, very important. There's another one there, Muzzard Trojan Horse. Now, I've come up with this word, Muzzard, to describe the idiots among the Muslims. Now, not all the Muslims are idiots, of course. Some are nice people. But the idiots amongst them are real Muzzard, Muslim retard. And this guy is a real example of that. His name is Anwar al-Awlak, A-W-L-A-K. I call him the sheephead. And he boasted about the work that he's been doing behind the scenes to get good teachers who have lots and lots of years' experience in the UK to get them fired so he can replace them with Muslims. And he's doing things like putting the idea in people's minds that one teacher had been playing up on her husband. Totally untrue. And yet, because of the whisper campaign that he started, she got sacked. And I said to this guy in my article, just looking at the rat face of this disgusting example of an Islamic scumbag is enough to make most people run for their bath bags. He must have caught fire when he was a baby, and his mother tried to beat it out with a shovel. If we were to see a copy of his birth certificate, it would surely be an apology to his mother from a condom factory. No one could willingly bring up such an ugly-looking and nasty-minded piece of pig manure. Do you think I was too rough? I don't think so. On March 7th, I posted a list of the Islamic terrorist attacks for February. It's a very frightening list. And you'll notice a very strange thing there. The Muslims are killing the Muslims, more so than the Muslims are killing Christians. But, of course, they're still killing Christians too. And, in fact, this week, Muslim terrorists in southern Thailand chopped the head off a 7- or 8-year-old girl. I mean, these people are just, there's no words to describe them. But while they're killing Muslims, quite happy with that, because Islam is such a nasty religion. It's not the religion of peace. We call it the religion of peace. We also talk about the halal maze that leads to extortion, and I'm very pleased to say that we are now getting more contributors to the website. The writer of this article, The Halal Maze Leads to Extortion, was written by Aussie Chick. She's a very good writer, and she comes up with some excellent articles, and I look forward to hearing more from her. So, you know, get onto our website. And if you're a business and you would like to support our work, we will put your advertising on our pages. You can get in touch with me, Mike Holt, at restoreaustralia@gmail.com. Just to give you an idea, last month we had about 25,000 visitors to the website. So your advertising really does get out there to the people who really care about our country. So get involved. Don't just listen to this radio show. Don't just bang away on the keyboard on Facebook. It's time for us to stand up and say, enough is enough. We want change. And we want change that comes through constitutional amendment, legal change. And we want a better government. We want a better style of government. If you've missed the Mighty Mo shows, you can go to our website. You'll find those under vids and radio shows, and archives are there. You can also catch up on our radio show archives. They're on the same page, vids and radio shows. And if you want to view any videos about halal slaughter, there's one there for featuring me in the video, made by a young student from Toowoomba University, and he's done an excellent job. If you've got any videos you'd like to display on our website, I've got a function there on the page to upload your videos. And we have so much going on. You can get stickers, get your anti-halal stickers. We've just brought out some new Ban Islam stickers that are about 8 millimeters wide. They're They're huge. So buy your stickers and get them out there. Let's tell everybody we don't want Islam in Australia. We don't want Islam in the world. Islam is not a a religion. It's an ideology, and it's not a very nice one either. I've also brought out some Restore Australia bumper stickers, big ones. Stick them on. We're asking people to get involved in citizen-initiated referendums. And that, my friends, is the end of the show. Just finally, I'd like to thank Bigfoot, Tim, all our guests on the chat room, Just Add Music, Movin', Spikus, the captain, and especially Anita and our producer, Bill. Thank you all, and goodbye.
This is Mike Holt, signing off for another week. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you next week. And this is a warning to Islam. We have you in our sights.
Allahu Akbar.
I have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.